All right, Richard.
Yes.
So the weekend.
Yeah, the weekend's coming, and I don't give a shit, because look what's coming
out. I know, exactly.
It's pretty awful.
So we're going to talk about a couple movies coming out this week, and we're going to give just really what we think, because we haven't seen them, but who cares? We're going to give some preview reviews of these movies.
I agree.
So the first up, Tomorrowland, George Clooney.
Handsome man.
Very handsome man. Married to an environmentalist? Is that what she is?
I don't care.
I don't know. So, we've seen the trailers. You've seen them, right?
Yes.
I've seen them. Let's try and guess what this is about.
It's a movie about how Brad Bird hates current culture.
Yeah, it seems to be a movie about a place where people make stuff they don't share with anyone else. Because they have, like, rocket packs in the secret world.
Yes.
I don't have any in this world.
Nope.
They don't want to bring them over?
Nope.
Cool rocket packs?
And apparently George Clooney has an affair with a 12-year-old girl.
That seems to be accurate. I also think George Clooney's...
Who's technically 27 or something.
Yeah. I think, like, George Clooney's younger self is going to be the bad guy?
No, it's,
Well, Hugh Laurie looks like the bad guy, but then George Clooney's younger kid himself turns out to be the bad guy.
Huh?
That's my guess.
How does that work?
I don't even know.
Weird.
But that's my guess.
It's good. It's a good guess.
And there's also a girl in it.
Yeah.
Who I think is just a demo, right? I mean, of course.
Another girl?
Yeah.
Well, I see the posters all over town. I'm like, I don't know who that is. Who's that? There's George Clooney. I haven't seen any Hugh Laurie posters.
No.
I guess he's not pretty enough for that.
They don't care about him.
No one gives a shit about House.
But no, so some girl finds a pin, figures out where George Clooney lives.
Yes.
Visits him.
Well,
and
she
wants some adventure?
She gets the pin from the girl.
Is that what happens?
The girl gives her the
pin.
Oh,
okay.
Because she has like a special, I guess reading the reviews, they said she has the power of positivity.
Oh, the girl.
Yeah, that's her only
That's like
strength.
Such a dumb power.
It's like, okay,
I have
wow.
a power of negativity. I don't get any gifts
Well, yeah,
for
it's
that.
The thing. You need both to have the fucking universe work, so what's the difference?
But, you know, the trailers, to me, don't get me excited. I watch them, and nothing about them makes me want to go see this movie. I mean, if someone were to want to go, I suppose I would go. But I don't have a lot of interest to, like, step out of my house and... drive to the theater on my own to see it. I wouldn't see it by myself.
I wouldn't cross the street to see them or George R. R. Martin.
Well, no.
He could be giving me a jetpack. I'd be saying, go back to the fucking keyboard, you fat fuck.
He'll never go back to the keyboard.
And shove that
He's
rocket
done.
Launch.
He's done.
Shove that rocket pack up your ass.
No, but I think, for me, the problem is that the trailers just don't explain anything.
No.
Which makes me think they don't even know what this movie is. They don't know how to sell it. They don't know how to market it.
Because, by the way, I guess a lot of the reviews are saying it's very dour. It's like there's the message is like, but the movie itself is like, oh, we're all fucked because we don't live in this wonderful future world. So.
They won't share
fun,
with us?
Have fun burning in hell.
Not cool.
And that's the,
Not
I guess that's
cool.
the idea.
I don't like that at all. Not a good message.
Well, whatever. I'm a cynic, so I don't give a shit either way.
But I don't think it'll make a lot of money over
no.
the weekend.
Oh, hell no. There's too much out right now. The demos are all... Because the people who want to see Tomorrowland are the same people that saw Pitch Perfect.
And I think are the same people who will see like Avengers again.
Maybe. I think Avengers is going to have like a huge... It's going to be like 90...
It will.
50, I mean, 50 million maybe. I think...
Same crossover market, though.
Yeah. I mean, they've had their time. They're done.
It has. But that said, I don't think it opens big, and I think it has a big drop-off.
Yeah.
I think it'll be lucky to hit 100 million domestic.
Tomorrowland?
Yeah.
You're probably right.
Because I just think it'll just fall really quickly. I don't think it's going to hang out.
No, because after that you have the Entourage movie, which
everyone's going to see.
No one's going to see that movie.
Well, you know Spy coming out, which I think will
be
pop really
big. One. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you've got this
week. They had a really long trailer on the end of David Letterman. Did you see that?
No, I didn't watch that.
She's on a moped, and she's going through wet cement.
Oh gosh!
And she's stuck in the wet cement, so she's slowly going, ruining the cement they just laid. So the battalion guys are yelling at her, and she goes, "I know, Get away, I know! And, like, she's not moving very far because they're right
there. That is so funny.
I thought of you, and I thought how much you hate her, and you hate women who are funny. Because, you know, women can't be funny in your mind.
They can't be. You're so right, Richard. You're so right.
And they shouldn't be directors, and they shouldn't be writers.
Not at all.
If you have a dick, you can be a director. That's just the rule.
And not a made-up dick. Not when you get later.
No.
But when you have...
Born with.
Yeah.
Lady Gaga born this way, dick.
Yeah, but also you've got, like, San Andreas is coming up. Which I think is
going to make it die. No one's going to see that piece of shit.
I will. It looks terrible.
Oh, look, so bad.
That's the whole point,
though. Have you been seeing the posts that Zach's been putting up of the dialogue from San Andreas?
No.
Well, some site is generating these lines that are like jokey lines from the movie. Like,
good.
You broke the Richter scale broke in my heart. Or something like that. And like, I have to jump over this fault to save you, my love, or something like that. I don't know. Stuff like that. Something like, you know, play on words with earthquake terminology.
Now, you're not seeing Tomorrowland, right?
Oh, I don't know. What I'll do, I'll sneak into it. I'll buy a ticket for Mad Max.
And then you'll see that?
Go sneak into Tomorrowland and then probably go do Poltergeist 2.
Poltergeist 2, the first one?
Poltergeist as well.
Oh, okay. Now... What about Poltergeist? To me, it looks like a repeat of the first one without anything new.
It is.
And just Sam Rockwell.
Yeah, that's all I see is Sam Rockwell getting the best reviews out of it. That's it. That's all I see from this movie.
And I think it's odd that the clown is like the biggest like feature of like all the promos.
It's just... Well, because they don't know what to do. They don't know how to sell it. Because it's
they don't have a star.
It's a remake, an unnecessary remake. And there's no one in it. Well, yeah, it's stupid.
I mean, I like Sam Rockwell, but he's not a star.
No.
He should be.
In my world, where women can direct, women can be funny.
Fantasy world.
Sam Rockwell would be the big star. Sam Rockwell would be the star of Tomorrowland.
If only.
And he'd play both parts. He'd play the girl and George Clooney.
He could.
He could do it.
He would nail that.
Your father would see me. He'd cut mine. He'd kill five guys just to get to me, and he could do it.
What's that from?
Departed.
Oh, okay.
Your uncle, too. Yeah, he could do the same thing. And I think about this. what the fuck are we talking about? You ever think about going back to school?
It's a good impression.
School's out. God, Frank, school's out. Maybe one day you'll wake the fuck up. And he goes to the priest, and he goes, "How's your clams, cocksucker?" Love The Departed. Departed is one of those movies where you watch it enough, you begin to, like, love it. And you're like, this is just as good as Goodfellas. But it's not. But it's like, it tricks you into believing it's great. It's a good movie. I love it. Don't get me wrong. It's a fun movie. But it tricks you into thinking it's great.
Yeah.
But it's not. It's a good movie, though. Don't get me wrong. It won Best Picture. Which that means absolutely nothing.
No. If Crash wins Best Picture, yes. Artist wins Best Picture,
It
doesn't mean anything.
Academy Awards means nothing.
Oh, and Birdman won?
Yeah, means nothing.
No.
Nothing.
But no, I think Poltergeist means nothing too. It's just a pointless remake.
Yeah.
Desperate cash grab.
I don't even think, like, it'll maybe do $25 million.
I think it'll do like low 20s opening weekend. If they're lucky,
it'll do that much.
I think horror is admittedly a bit dry right now.
But there's a lot of Mexicans, and they love horror.
Yeah. But I think it'll have really until Conjuring 3, and then it's wiped out.
Well, Insidious 3 is coming out.
Or whatever that is. Insidious.
Well, that's coming actually June 5th, isn't it?
Yeah, so that's one of
them. So actually, horror. Ooh.
It's got like 10 days, and then all of a sudden it's just out the door.
Well, the thing with Insidious 3, is it'll have a big weekend, but that'll be it. Like, it'll never go beyond $80 million.
It'll have a massive opening weekend, but it'll die.
Yeah. But it's not the same cast, so I'm curious if that matters. If Insidious...
I'll be curious, too.
If Insidious is name recognition enough to be a hit. Because all the other ones were.
Will it go the way of Tokyo Drift, where the third one didn't do as well as the first two?
Yes.
But although that woman's still not there, right?
She's a fucking star.
Well, I just mean in terms of continuity. Like, she's
yes. Well, Leigh Whannell, who's in the other ones, is in Cooties.
Yeah.
Who co-wrote Cooties.
Oh, did he? Okay.
Yeah, so that, but that's a VOD.
Yeah.
A VOD movie. I did one. It was called Maggie. Did you see it? Oh, it's not coming out this weekend. I don't have a movie coming out. I'm so sad. I used to own the Memorial Day weekend. It was mine. Last Action Hero.
He and Will Smith should do a movie together.
Yeah, it's called Big Willy Washout.
He's so good.
Oh, God. Will Smith sucks, too. He's done. He's had it.
Oh, he's over, definitely.
I mean, I think Suicide Squad's going to be his nail in his coffin.
Oh, easily, yeah.
I don't think.
Yeah.
Those new pictures.
Bad.
Ooh.
Not good.
Not too good there.
Now, between these two movies, if you had to see one, which one would you see? Tomorrowland.
Mad Max Fury Road.
That's fair.
That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to buy a ticket for Mad Max. And just go watch Tomorrowland and then see the Poltergeist.
I think I'll see Poltergeist if I had to see one.
Well,
of them.
I'll probably just do a double feature because I got nothing else to do.
Yeah.
And it'll be AMC, so it's really easy to sneak. Fuck you, corporate.
But you never worked there, right? You worked at the
Orpheum. No, I never worked there. Yeah. I worked at the best. The best places. I get fired by the best places.
Let's see. There's some.
Nothing else coming out, huh?
There's like a Studio Ghibli movie or whatever coming out.
Oh, Studio Ghibli? What the hell is that?
Whatever, like the Princess Mononoke and...
Oh, the whatever. Gook stuff. Jap stuff. Yeah,
you racist.
Whatever. Well, I'm sorry. My perfect world, we don't see race. Women can direct. They can write. Women are funny. Sam Rockwell's a star. And I don't see race.
Yeah, after Seven Psychopaths, you would have thought... But then it never happened.
After Moon. Moon was just...
Moon was good.
Moon was good.
It was great, but it was good.
I mean, he was good.
Yeah. Yeah. That's for sure. Yeah.
But...
All right. Well, that is the weekend. I am not looking forward to either of these. Probably won't see either of these.
Nope.
And will enjoy the rest of my life.
That's true. I'll feel better without seeing him.
And I feel bad saying that, too, because Brad Bird, I never thought I'd...
He'll be fine.
But he was such a great...
He'll do his Incredibles 2, and then he'll go do a Star Wars movie, and then we'll be all happy.
Well, I'll be happy. That's true.
Well, you notice he pulled the trick that what the Chappie guy did. When you have a bad movie coming out, you announce a better movie coming out next.
He did.
And he pulled that.
But he tied his raft to David Lindelof, so that was his big mistake.
Yes.
That guy's poison.
David Lindelof is poison. This is correct.
I mean, it just...
Nice guy, I'm sure.
He seems like it. He does. He doesn't like a nice guy.
Nothing personal.
Yeah.
Every script he touched turns to shit.
Prometheus is probably the best
Prometheus
example
is the biggest example.
Yeah.
I mean, holy fuck. Like, I understand he saved Star Trek.
Yeah.
Somewhat. Yeah. And I give him props for that, but Lost was terrible.
Yeah.
Prometheus, awful. Tomorrowland, awful. He's not doing well.
Yeah, I mean, I won't say that the John Spate script was without fault.
But it was an infinitely better.
But it was better. It was definitely a better
way
script.
Way better script.
For sure.
Way better.
Made more sense.
But then again, it's not Lindelof's fault because they could have just paid him and threw out his draft. Ridley Scott kept it, so it's Ridley Scott's fault.
Well, I mean, that's one reason why he's not doing Blade Runner 2.
Yeah, because he sucks.
Because he knows he's not going to do it justice. So he's like, he let someone else kill it.
Yeah.
And then
really, Scott needs to stop directing.
He should.
He hasn't directed a good movie in 30 years.
Oh, it's that long.
35 years.
I don't know. I like Kingdom of Heaven.
10 years.
I'm trying to think of what else was good lately that he's done.
Gladiator.
I like Body of Lies. Oh, that was okay.
Yeah.
Wasn't great, but it was all right.
Man on Fire. Oh, wait.
Nope, wrong one.
That's his dead brother.
Oh, gosh. Well, on that note, let's head on to the bar.
Yay, weekend.